Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
That's right, you are. You are listening to SC and Wild and MSL Radio, as you are every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. Well, thank you all for joining us today. I am SCU, and alongside me, as always, I have Casey Wallach, a.k.a. Wallach. Oh, now I remember what I was going to say. It's Casey Wallach Tuesday, everybody. I just realized today's Casey Wallach Tuesday. Casey will be on the Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williams and Eric Roberts tonight from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time here on MSL Radio. And I might be on, too, because cool. Tomorrow is my 21st birthday.
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Woo!
So I'm not trying to be on Andrew's show for SCU Wednesday on my birthday. That's not happening. So I'm talking to Andrew. I'm like, yo, Andrew, I'm gonna come on tomorrow. I'm gonna come on tonight and make up for tomorrow, because tomorrow, you know, not gonna be coming on. But for now, you have SCU and Wally, and we got stuff to talk. So if you listen to the show often, you know I'm a very bold predictor, and as always, I stick to what I have to say. Well, I got another. I don't have a bull prediction, but I just have a little thing that I sort of want to explain. So there, I have the list right here. I think there's like 7 hockey teams up above the border: Montreal Canadiens, Toronto Maple Leafs, Edmonton Oilers, the Vancouver Canucks, the Calgary Flames, Calgary. I'm gonna say that, Ottawa Senators, and the Winnipeg Jets. Did they not realize this is the National Hockey League? National. So I'm just saying, maybe these teams should come down. Come on down to America so we can be national. there's 7 teams in Canada for the National Hockey League. This isn't the National Hockey League, remember, not the International Hockey League. So it's time for him to come down and join us here in America.
Well, I mean, hockey's the biggest sport in Canada, and it's not necessarily the biggest sport in America. So I don't have a problem with there being 7 hockey teams in Canada, because they're actually fans of it, and those teams are probably, as far as making money wise and all that, better off being in Canada. I mean, you know, obviously I'm not a hockey fan. I've never claimed to be, but I know hockey's not, you know, of the big 4 major sports, you know, it's not number 1 or 2 or anything like that, or even 3.
Right. But there is like I know there's like a league in Canada that they have their own hockey teams, so why do they got to take from us? So like setting another point ring up, the Toronto Raptors, National Basketball Association. It's not as bad as the NHL, where there's 7 teams. It's just the one with the Toronto Raptors, but still, bring them down. Put them in Maine. Like, it's not Canada.
Put them in Seattle.
Right, put them back in Seattle. Remember, I was watching something last night. No. I was listening to a rerun of the Andrew Powell Show because they couldn't go on last night. They were talking about putting the New Orleans Pelicans in Seattle. The Seattle Pelicans. No. That doesn't sound right.
I want Supersonics, man. Change the name to Supersonics, it's all good.
And they were talking about bringing the Orlando Magic to Seattle. Like, oh, okay, now they just got to stop right there because the Orlando Magic ain't going. Then they're not going anywhere.
Yeah. I don't think that would be changing anytime soon. I mean, because the last team, the last NBA team I think they had in Canada was the Vancouver Grizzlies, who then were brought down to Memphis because they weren't, you know, doing anything there. So that's why, like, you know, Grizzlies isn't really a Memphis name. Like, it's not, you know, there aren't a ton of grizzly bears, I think, in, you know, Memphis, Tennessee. That's where, you know, so the name is kind of weird, but, yeah. So.
Yeah, but the only exception I have for a team in Canada would be the Toronto Blue Jays, because it's not the National Baseball League, the Major League Baseball, so I guess that would be okay. But other than that, I don't know. I just feel like that this should be national, not international. That's just me. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There was actually, you know, when you brought up this topic to me, I kind of just looked into this up a little bit, and that actually there was a list done that ranked the top 5 most miserable sports cities. It was done in April. And, like, they did, like, a study, and they had all this, you know, statistical stuff as to how they, you know, created this list of rankings. And Toronto was number 2 on that list. So,
wow.
I mean, obviously, yeah, it's been 20 years since anybody, you know, won a championship, you know, in Toronto or anything like that. And, yeah, so that I thought that was an interesting thing to add on to this topic.
Was that Cleveland
number 1, of course.
Okay. Obviously, I would assume so. But is that list like just America, or is that like America, Canada,
well, no, I mean,
and Mexico?
Yeah, well, just no. It's like America and Canada, like where the places where, you know, any of the big 4 leagues, you know, have teams. So it was Cleveland, Toronto, and then 3 was New York City, based on like the Mets, Jets, and Islanders.
Wow.
And then 4 was Houston, and 5 was Minneapolis. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
New York City, number 3.
Yeah.
God, this is like the end of watching the NFL Network. They had top 10 list, and they had these guys, the expert analysis guys, saying, who made up this list? That's what I'm saying. Who made up this list? How the hell do you put New York City number 3 for worst fan base or something like that?
No, it's most miserable sports city, but to clarify, they did it as like New York City's like little brother teams, as in like the Mets, Jets, and Islanders. Like it wasn't like your Yankee, it wasn't your Yankees, Giants, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. It's like the second tier of New York.
But the Islanders went to 3 straight cups in the 80s. So I know it's the 80s, but come on, guys. Who makes this list? And it's like top 10 passing seasons of all time. Tom Brady's 2017 was number 5. What? That was probably the second best season to ever. Oh my god. So, you know, hey, it's crazy. Number 3. What?
Yeah.
I know there's another list that you found. You told Christine about it. What was it, about the youngest cores? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee is number 1?
Yeah. Milwaukee is number 1, I'm sorry, excuse me. ESPN.com, like in the insider section, they ranked the top young cores across the league using a projected 3U WARP. I didn't have time to look up what that was, sorry. But basically, it was, you know, they used – and try to anticipate, like, aging curves using, you know, actual age, experience, athletic indicators, draft slot. And, you know, it's a kind of a hard thing to do because younger players are just inherently more – it's more difficult to project them out into the future. But they, you know, did some analysis and everything. And they even said that this whole ranking is maybe a little biased towards players with some positive NBA production. But it's just, you know, it's just kind of a different way of looking at it. So number 1 was the Milwaukee Bucks, and their projected three year WARP was 92.5. And basically what they did in free agent signing of Greg Monroe kind of really pushed them over the top on this. Like I said, I think I said before, like Monroe is our the oldest player on the team, and he's only 25. He'll be 26 next June.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, as far as the, you know, starting lineup, but even our bench is pretty young, too, and all that. So, yeah, and then they said, you know, obviously, like, Chris Middleton is a, you know, who just got signed to that $70 million contract, is a top 10 shooting guard in the NBA. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Greek Freak, whatever you want to call him, he's another player they cited. And then, obviously, Jabari Parker, who, you know, we didn't get to see much, or, you know, the league didn't get to see too much of him in play because, you know, he went out early with that injury, and, you know, was out for a year. So, but he's, you know, got a lot. For what, you know, what he did see, you know, obviously he's got a ton of potential, and, you know, he was incredible at Duke and all that. So, but, yeah, Milwaukee was number 1. 2 was New Orleans. 3 was Utah. 4, Celtics. 5, 76ers. And the list goes on and on. But yeah, it's just, it's basically just talking about like young, you know, the young cores of like the various teams in the league. So
right.
You know, I was, you know, give a shout out to Milwaukee once in a while.
Yeah, right. The youngest team in the league. That's a pretty something to be proud of. That means those guys are going to be there for a while. Who's the oldest team? I can imagine like Cleveland probably the oldest team because you just look at those guys and they're like pretty old.
Well, like, yeah, I don't know like exactly who is the oldest team in the league, but for instance, like at the bottom of the list are like Miami Heat is number 28 out of 30. So, and their WARP was 6.6. But I mean, you know, they're not the youngest team in the league anymore. And, you know, I can't tell you, like, who exactly is the oldest team, but, like the Clippers are number 30.
Wow.
Yeah. And the Grizzlies are 29, so. And I can't tell you exactly how old everybody is on those teams, but.
No.
Kind
yeah.
of indicates,
I was just wondering who's
no.
the oldest team. It sounds like the Lakers.
Right. No, it's a good question. Yeah.
So yeah, Milwaukee Bucks. You have something proud of. Youngest team in the league. You guys are going to be there for a while.
Yes.
You, what else were you saying before?
Oh, no, nothing. I was just, nothing.
Oh,
go
okay.
ahead.
All right, then. So we're coming back. We're going to talk women because I love women, not the way you're thinking. I was asking Wally, one day before 21 on MSO Radio.
ESPN New York, ESPN LA, ESPN Chicago, ESPN Dallas, ESPN Boston. But where's Miami? At MSL, we want to be the launching pad for ESPN Miami. So spread the word. MSL to ESPN.
MSL is looking for writers. If you are a fan of the Miami Dolphins, Miami Marlins, Miami Heat, Miami Hurricanes, Florida Panthers, Florida International University Panthers, or even golf, contact Stephen Err on Twitter at RidingFanatic2 for more information.
What's up, sports fans? If you want to get different perspectives on all things sports, on the field and off the field, join me, Casey Wallach, and my co-host, Stephen Err, on SCU and Wally every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, only on MSL Radio.
All right, I'm feeling it. Welcome to Cruise Control, where the rhyming is tight, where the limelight's a limelight.
Stop. What are you doing?
I'm rhyming, I'm rapping. My people
know what the show's about.
So what's
people
it about?
People want to hear what the show's about.
What's it about?
It's about two brothers coming together, discussing everything popular culture. We're opening up Pandora's box, and yes, I said Pandora's box, because nothing is off limits, and we're going to talk about things that everybody wants to hear about, things we want to talk about.
So everything and anything.
Everything and anything. This is Miami Sports and Lifestyle's very own Jonathan and Christian Cruz. So you just got to sit back, relax, and put it on what, Jay?
I'm not saying it.
You got to say
nope,
it. You can't
nope.
end it like this.
All
so
right.
What are we doing? Put it on what?
We're putting...
What?
Cruise control.
I've made my decision. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach, join D. Wade, and play for the Miami Heat.
DJ Irie! The Miami Heat!
Check out the Miami Sports and Lifestyle blog, only at miamisportsandlife.wix.com/MSLblog.
Hey guys, it's your girl Tasha. Join me every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for the Why Is It Taboo radio show on MSL Radio, where we will talk about things some churches just don't want to talk about. You can also follow me on Twitter at Why Is It Taboo, that's WHYISITTABOO. And just remember, guys, that there is nothing too hard for God.
The time is here, the time is now, the three sides have aligned once again, Jacob James Garcia, Aaron Cheatham, and Simply Courtney, the Black and Tan Show, are here for you, MSL Radio, Saturdays at 9, be there, or we will be there.
Shit. Thank you, Scotland. Kinsman Save-A-Lot. May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Is this a Save-A-Lot in Cleveland, Ohio? Because I'm about to come to Cleveland in about a week. This is the Cleveland, Ohio Save-A-Lot, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. How does it feel to be a business in a miserable-ass depressed city?
The Andrew Powell Show with Darren Williamson and Eric Robinson is Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on MSL Radio. You are now listening to Stephen Sports Blog, here only on MSL Radio.
The Vikings and Adrian Peterson have agreed to restructure the remaining 3 years on his contract. He's getting at least $20 million guaranteed under that new deal. This is coming from NBC Sports Pro Football Talk. And, other than that, I don't know much about it.
I don't either. That's the first I heard of it. So,
yeah,
I was,
so, you know,
during the break, I was looking up WARP because I get mad whenever I don't have what something means in front of me, so that's what I was doing.
Right. Yeah.
So,
one more.
WARP is wins above replacement player. And I could go into the explanation of it, but basically it's just they're evaluating players in the context of, like, having a team made up of that player and four completely average players, and then you're comparing that to a team made up of four average players and one replacement level player, like, you know, your bench players or whatever. So the replacement level thing shows value of players who can play heavy minutes and avoid injury while continuing to perform at above replacement level. So I got that off my chest now.
Thank God. Casey's happy now that she tells what WARP means. All I can know, all I know is it's spelled warp, which, you know, means like
yes.
Traveling space-time continuum, all that BS, whatever. But
yeah.
Before we talk women, because women are awesome, I don't understand why the guys always say Eastern Standard Time. Like, no duh, it's standard. I think we're the only country in the world that uses standard measurements now. Everyone else uses the metric system. It's not like we're going to be standard metric time anytime soon. So, I always use Eastern Time or Pacific Time, not Eastern Standard Time. But I don't know. But anyway, moving on. Women are awesome. Becky Hammon became the first coach in an NBA, you know, team. Yes, it's Summer League, as Ryan Russell likes to say today on the Russell Show. Who cares? It's NBA. It's a woman coaching an NBA team. But it was even more awesome, and I'm so happy this happened last night. Not only did she coach the Spurs, she coached the Spurs to a title.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I was so happy that the Spurs won the final, because that just puts amazing. It's like adding insult to injury. It just adds awesome to amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great. Congratulations to Becky Hammon. Congratulations to the Spurs.
Yep.
And I can't wait for the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Obviously, like Jonathan Simmons, who was the MVP of the Summer League Championship, he's got, you know, got a 1 year guaranteed deal. He was last year, I guess he was the stars of the Spurs D League and everything. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, he works in that system and everything, you know, once the season starts with LaMarcus Aldridge, Tim Duncan, you know, Tony Parker, you know, everybody there and stuff. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm very excited for the Spurs. Just a couple things on Becky Hammond. Like, she's only been coaching, you know, assistant coach for 11 months. And, so that, you know, it shows a lot, like, that, you know, Popovich thinks really highly of her, and Pop basically compared her to Steve Kerr and Avery Johnson, who we both know those are accomplished coaches and everything.
Right.
And what he said was she knows when to talk and when to shut up. And first of all, let me, like, interject there. That's not a bad statement. Like, it's, you know, one of those things that you need to do when you're, you know, a coach, an assistant coach especially. So anyway, and then Pop went on to say, like, that's as simple as you can put it, and a lot of people don't figure that out. He said, our players really respond to her. She talks the game, and she understands the game. So
right.
And that comes from Pop, and we know how, you know how Pop is. You know, he's grumpy old man, whatever you want to call him. But, you know, that's high praise from him. And especially, you know, if you're comparing her to Steve Kerr, you know, who just won, you know, the NBA championship. So, you know, I'm really happy for her. You know, it's really cool. And, you know, looking forward to seeing, you know, what she does in the future and everything.
Yeah, I definitely. No, she's not obviously not going to coach the Spurs this regular season.
No.
That's Greg Popovich's job. So hopefully she could do something with the Spurs. I would like to see her, you know, back on the floor with the Spurs when the season starts.
Oh, yeah, she will be.
Wow. So did you hear the girl named Jaden Good? What's her last name? I have her right here. What's the name of the girl? Jaden Newman. J-A-D-E-N Newman. You should know how to spell Newman. Did you hear about her?
No, I didn't. What happened?
She is amazing basketball player from Orlando, Florida. She averages 30.5 points per game on her high school varsity team. But here's the twist.
Wow.
She's 10 years old.
What?
10 years old, averaging 30.5 points per game on her high school varsity team. She's in sixth grade. Obviously, her dream is playing the NBA. Hello, NBA teams. Better start calling score right now. She's already set. 30.5 points per game. It's better than like a lot of teams in this league. That's amazing. 10 years old, playing the high school varsity team. Imagine 30 points per game.
When I was 10 years old, I was lucky to average 4 points a game. My God, it's crazy,
right? I know.
Wow.
I'm very excited. This goes back to why women are awesome, because back then women didn't have much to do. Now they're averaging 30 coaching NBA teams to titles. Case, you got to get on there, man. You got to make history yourself. I like to see that.
No.
You got to think of something.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's very impressive, and wow, yeah, that's all I can say.
Yeah, so I can't wait to see what the next woman has in store for us in the world of sports. Who knows? Maybe it'll be Casey. You never know. Never know. I say it all the time. So Ty Lawson has been arrested twice since New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, whatever. See, he's been arrested twice this year, I'm leaving it at that, for DUI. You would think his future is screwed. Well, you were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Ty Lawson, I think that's what I said. What team is he now on? What team is he on now?
Now he's down in Houston, like, with a loaded team.
Right.
You know, a contending team. And, like, yeah, he went from Denver to Houston. And, like, Denver, all they had to give up was Lawson and a 2017 second-round pick. Houston sent to Denver for Ty Lawson, four players, one of them, like, was Pablo Prigioni, who they ended up, waiving or, you know, he's not on the team anymore. But, yeah, like, four players and a first-round pick in 2016 is what Houston traded to Denver for Ty Lawson, who we don't know, you know, where his head's going to be at. Like, I mean, he's in rehab right now, which is great. And, you know, obviously, you know, you hope for the best and, you know, wish him, you know, well and all that, and that he can get through this issue and everything. But it's a gamble. I mean, it's like, and at the same time, I kind of said to you, like, it's like being you're being rewarded for getting two DUIs from going from a crappy team to a team who was a contender in the Western Conference Finals.
Right. Like, I think this is going to sort of be like the Greg Hardy situation, where he's accused of domestic abuse, and he goes from Carolina to Dallas. Sure, it's not much of a transition, but he moves somewhere else, and they get suspended. I don't know. Maybe the NBA has something up their sleeve when it comes to that. I don't know. I'm just saying this could be a Greg Hardy situation. He could get obviously going to get punished. He has to get punished for being arrested for DUI, because
right.
I would assume that the NBA won't have that.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume that there would have to be some kind of suspension or something. You know, I don't know how many games is the norm for that, but I know one thing that they did was, like, his second, so I think, like, 2016-17, so second year of the, final year of the contract or whatever, is not guaranteed. So, and that's, like, really unheard of, you know, NBA contracts, like, the, you know, Players Association, you know, not sure, normally they would never agree to anything like that. But, you know, I think that probably has something to do, obviously, with the DUIs or and everything like that. And it's kind of a way for, like, both parties, Boston and the Rockets, like, if things go south, to part ways, and then Boston, you know, can be a free agent and, you know, go after more money if he deems it, you know, who knows. But yeah, I think having that unguaranteed second year is, like, the Rockets insurance policy and everything, so... Yeah, it's going to be, it's just odd to me, like, I don't know, like, when I read it, like, I was like, he's going to Houston, like, that's...
Yeah, right? He's going to a team that, like, was, like, always at the bottom of the pile.
Right.
To a team that was just in the Western Conference Finals last season. Like, Ty, you are one
lucky
guy, let me tell you.
Yeah, he is, for real, like...
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, you know, hopefully things work out for him, and... it's kind of, you know, it's kind of interesting too, because, like, I guess earlier in the year or in the last couple of years, whenever, but, like, he took, like, an Instagram jab at, like, James Harden's defense. He put, like, a picture up of saying, like, this is the Texans defensive coordinator, I don't even know what, and he had, like, you know, the headset on, put on Harden and all that. So now they're teammates, and, you know, they both are guys who, like, always want to have the ball and everything, so, you know, we'll see how awkward or if there's any tension or anything like that, how that all plays out too.
Yeah, one more, just slightly a last note for the show. Obviously, Brett Favre has his induction ceremony on Saturday, but how far do you live from the University of Wisconsin?
Oh, Madison? I'm, like, just, like, an hour and a half away, like, Madison's pretty close too. Yeah, he had his like football game there on Sunday.
Yeah. Just wonder if you were able to catch that. I know you didn't. I know you weren't able to go to the other one, induction ceremony. I was wondering if you went to the Sy football game, because that might have.
No,
that
I didn't.
Been fun.
Yeah, it looks fun. They didn't have it on TV, but they had, like, highlights and, you know, interviews with them after the game. Tickets, you know, it's funny because the tickets to the induction ceremony were $4, obviously on our number four. And the tickets to Camp Randall in Madison for the flight football game were like $33 to $55 and everything. So, I mean, obviously if I would have gotten a free ticket, I would have, you know, headed up there and everything, because I love going to Madison. I've been there a lot. A lot of people are saying, like, you know, how much more money could be made if they had played the game at Lambeau, you know, kept it up in Green Bay.
Yeah,
and the field,
right.
You know, people are saying, like, the field looks, you know, great condition, like, and they're not going to tear it up that much, you know. But just, I mean, you could have had that place, like, packed again for a second night and made a lot more money for the charity, I think, if they had done it in Lambeau and everything. But, yeah, it was cool to see, like, Antonio Freeman was there, Frank Winters, and Chimura. All this, you know, like, old, you know, the players, like, it from, you know, the beginning of Favre's, you know, story, career in Green Bay and everything. And they're just having a good time out there. And, you know, it's always fun to see.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So, Casey Wells, use this. Check her out tonight on the Andrew Powell Show. I might be on. If not, once you hear from me tomorrow, I'll be legal. And I can't
it's
wait.
My birthday
bash. SC Wally Birthday Bash on MSO Radio. We'll be back tomorrow on my 21st birthday.
You have been listening to Stephen's Sports Blog with Stephen Erden III, here only on MSO Radio.